All right, let's dive into something pretty fascinating today. This whole idea of experience-driven tourism.
Yeah, I like that.
It's this term, well, Luxure kind of coined it in their book, Chasing Clouds.
Okay.
And it's all about going beyond just the typical, like, sightseeing stuff, you know, really immersing yourself in a place, like using all your senses, not just your eyes.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept.
Right.
Instead of, like you said, you know, checking things off a list, you're encouraged to really just slow down and be present, you know, pay attention and just let the place kind of reveal itself to you.
I like that.
Through, you know, all the senses, not just sights, but also sounds, smells, you know, even textures and tastes.
I love how Luxure uses this phrase, the scent of a cloud, to capture this idea.
Yeah.
What do they mean by that?
Well, it's a beautiful metaphor.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, just as a cloud holds rain, it can also hold the essence of a place, right?
Mm.
It's those unique smells and how the air feels,
yeah,
the emotions that it evokes. And they kind of believe that all those elements combine create a kind of sensory fingerprint, a way to truly grasp the soul of a destination.
Wow. So we're talking more than just like pretty scenery, right?
Yeah.
It's like tapping into a deeper level of experience.
Absolutely.
Through our senses.
Yeah. They really believe that by engaging all our senses, we create more vivid and lasting memories.
Okay.
And a stronger connection to the places we visit.
And look, Luxure specifically focuses on Mallorca to illustrate this concept.
Yeah, they do.
So what makes this island such a good example for experiencing this scent of a cloud?
Well, you know, Mallorca offers an incredible diversity of landscapes and experiences all within a relatively small area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very clever because they categorize these into four distinct clouds.
Oh.
Each representing a different facet of the island's sensory identity.
Okay, tell me more about these clouds.
Sure.
And what kinds of sensory experiences they represent.
Okay, so let's start with the cloud of adventure. This cloud takes you to the rugged Serra da Tramuntana mountain range where you can hike to like towering peaks.
Yeah.
Like Puig Major.
Okay.
So imagine like the scent of pine needles and wild herbs as you're hiking, the crisp mountain air on your skin.
Yes.
And those panoramic views, just breathtaking.
Wow, I can almost feel the wind on my face.
Right.
What other clouds are there? What other sensory journeys does Mallorca offer?
Well, then there's the cloud of tranquility,
okay,
which embodies the peaceful atmosphere of coves like Caladea.
Mm-hmm.
So picture yourself just unwinding by the water, the scent of almond blossoms carried by the sea breeze.
Okay.
You have a glass of local wine in hand.
That sounds nice.
It's all about slowing down and letting the peacefulness of the environment wash over you.
That sounds incredibly relaxing.
Yeah.
All right, two down, two to go.
Okay.
What else does Mallorca have in store for our senses?
The cloud of discovery invites you to explore Palma de Mallorca, the island's vibrant capital city. Imagine wandering through these ancient stone streets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after a rain shower, the aroma of oranges and jasmine in the air, soaking up the history and the culture and energy of the city through all its sights, sounds, and smells.
It sounds like a feast for the senses.
It really is.
All right, last but not least.
Yes.
What about that fourth cloud?
Ah, the cloud of storms. This one's all about experiencing the raw energy and excitement of the Eve of St. Joan, a magical night in Mallorca.
Interesting.
I think bonfires on the beach, the smell of fireworks, and like that salty sea air.
Oh, wow.
And then there's the traditional midnight swim. It's just exhilarating.
It's a celebration of all the senses.
It really is.
Adventure, tranquility, discovery, and even a touch of wild celebration.
Yeah.
It seems like Mallorca really does offer a cloud for every type of traveler.
Exactly. And that's what makes it such an effective illustration of this whole concept of experience-driven tourism.
Yeah.
It shows how a single destination can offer a diverse range of sensory experiences, all contributing to its unique character.
This is really making me rethink how I approach travel. You know, I usually focus on, like, seeing the famous landmarks and taking pictures.
Yes.
But now I'm realizing how much I'm missing out on,
yeah,
on these other layers of experience.
Yeah, that's a common experience.
Yeah.
But once you start paying attention to these sensory details, it just opens up a whole new dimension of travel.
Okay.
It becomes less about checking things off a list and more about truly immersing yourself in the place you're visiting.
I'm definitely intrigued.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away planning our next sensory adventure, I think it's time to kind of delve a little deeper into why this matters.
Sure.
What are the real benefits of this experience-driven approach to travel?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And one we'll explore more deeply after a short break.
So we were just talking about this whole idea of experience-driven tourism and how it can really change how we travel.
Yeah.
But for us as travelers, I think we're always trying to, like, make our trips more meaningful.
Definitely.
You know? So what's the real benefit of engaging all our senses like this? What does it actually do for us?
Well, it's fascinating because, you know, when we engage all our senses, we're not just experiencing a place more fully.
Right.
We're also creating richer, more lasting memories.
Oh. Well.
Because of those sensory details, you know, the scents, the sounds, the textures, they all become these powerful anchors for our memories.
So it's almost like those sensory experiences become part of the souvenir in a way.
Right.
Long after the trip's over.
Exactly.
A certain smell or sound, it can just like transport you right back.
Exactly. I think about how often we rely on photos to remember our travels, right?
Right.
And visuals are important, but they really only capture one aspect of the experience. But by engaging all of our senses, we're creating this more multidimensional memory, one that's more likely to stay with us over time.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between like reading a recipe and actually tasting the dish.
Mm-hmm.
Like the recipe gives you the information.
Yes.
But the taste creates that lasting impression.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
And it's not just about remembering the trip.
Oh, okay.
It's also about the quality of the experience itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we're fully present in the moment and paying attention to our senses, we're more likely to, you know, feel a sense of awe and wonder and even joy.
I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I travel, I get so caught up in like taking pictures and checking things off my list.
Yes.
That I forget to actually enjoy the experience.
Yeah. It's a common trap.
It is.
But by slowing down.
Yeah.
And really savoring the moment through our senses, I think we can tap into a deeper level of appreciation.
Okay.
For the place we're visiting.
That's a good point.
It becomes less about, you know, documenting and more about truly living it.
So we talked a lot about Majorca.
Yeah.
And how it like embodies this idea of experiencing a place through its unique scent.
Right.
But for those of us who aren't planning a trip to Majorca anytime soon.
Right.
Can we still like apply this experience-driven approach to our own travels wherever we go?
Absolutely. You know, while Majorca is a beautiful example, the principles of experience-driven tourism, they can be applied to any destination.
Okay.
Think about it. Every place has its own, you know, unique sensory landscape.
So even if it's not about literally smelling clouds, it's about like being more intentional.
Yeah.
But how we engage our senses.
Exactly.
No matter where we are.
It's about being present in the moment, noticing the little details, and just letting the place kind of reveal itself to you through your senses.
Okay.
It could be something as simple as taking a moment to really savor the aroma of your coffee in a new city. Yeah. Or paying attention to, like, the sounds of nature as you hike through a forest, anything.
It sounds like it's about shifting our mindset from being, like, a passive observer to an active participant in the travel experience.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about being curious, open, receptive to the sensory world around us. And by doing that, we not only create richer travel memories, we also like enrich our lives as a whole.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to start incorporating this into their travels, where do they even begin?
Sure.
What are like some practical tips for engaging our senses more fully?
Well, a great place to start is just awareness.
Okay.
We often go through our days, you know, kind of on autopilot, barely noticing the sensory details around us. So a simple exercise is to just start paying more attention to your senses in your everyday life.
So like at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just notice like the subtle scents as you walk down the street or the textures of different objects you touch or even the sounds of your surroundings.
So it's about like cultivating a sense of like sensory curiosity.
Yeah.
Even in our familiar environments.
Exactly. It's like a muscle.
Okay.
The more we use it, the stronger it becomes.
Okay.
And by practicing this kind of mindfulness in our daily lives, we're more likely to bring that same awareness to our travels.
Okay. That's a really helpful tip.
Good.
So it's about training ourselves to be more present, more attuned to like the sensory world around us.
Absolutely.
Any other advice for those of us who are like new to this experience-driven approach?
Another tip is to be intentional about choosing activities that engage your senses, you know, like, for example, instead of just visiting a museum, look for workshops where you can learn a traditional craft,
mm.
or take a cooking class that introduces you to local flavors.
So it's about going beyond the typical tourist activities.
Yes.
And seeking out experiences that really, like, immerse you in the local culture through your senses.
And it doesn't have to be anything extravagant.
Okay.
You know, it could be as simple as visiting a local market and taking the time to smell the spices, touch the fabrics, listen to the vendors interacting with their customers.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
This is really making me excited about the possibilities.
I know. It's cool, isn't it?
But before we get too carried away planning our next sensory adventure.
Yeah.
There's one question I've been pondering.
Okay.
We talked about how engaging our senses can enhance our travel experiences.
Right.
But is there a risk of this becoming, like, too prescriptive?
Uh-huh.
You know, what if my cloud of adventure doesn't smell like pine needles and mountain air?
Yeah.
What if it smells like, you know, exhaust fumes and street food?
I love that question because it really gets to the heart of what Luxure is trying to convey.
Okay.
These clouds are metaphors, not like literal scent profiles.
Okay.
The key is to find what resonates with you.
So it's not about trying to recreate someone else's experience.
Right.
But about discovering our own unique sensory connection.
Exactly. Your cloud of adventure might smell completely different from mine.
Okay.
And that's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
The important thing is to be open to whatever that experience is
mm-hmm.
and let your senses guide you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Good.
It's about letting go of like preconceived notions
yeah.
and embracing the unexpected.
Precisely. And that's where the real magic of travel lies.
Yeah.
Those unexpected moments of sensory discovery.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today exploring this whole idea of experience-driven tourism.
It's fascinating. Yeah.
And how we can incorporate it into our own travels.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about how Luxure uses this phrase, the scent of a cloud, to represent the essence of a place.
Right.
But let's turn that around for a second. If you could create your own ideal travel cloud, what would it smell like?
Ooh.
What sensory details would make a destination truly unforgettable?
That is a wonderful question to consider. It really gets to the heart of why engaging our senses is so powerful.
Right.
You know, travel is so personal, and those little sensory details often become woven into the fabric of our most cherished memories.
For me, it's the smell of pine needles and damp earth after a rain shower in a forest.
Okay.
You combine that with, like, the sound of birdsong and the feeling of cool, crisp air.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, instantly transported to a place of peace and tranquility.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it highlights how a specific combination of sensory inputs can evoke such a strong emotional response. It's almost like a portal to another time and place.
I love that.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your ideal cloud?
You know, for me, it's the aroma of, like, freshly baked bread wafting from a local bakery, mingling with the sounds of laughter and conversation in a bustling marketplace.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of vibrant energy and cultural immersion that I find so captivating.
I love that it paints such a vivid picture.
It does.
And it makes me think about how our ideal clouds can be just as diverse as the destinations themselves.
Absolutely. There's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
It's all about what speaks to your heart, to your sense of adventure, you know, your unique way of experiencing the world.
So, to our listeners out there, we challenge you to think about your own ideal travel cloud.
Yes.
What scents, sounds, textures, and tastes would make up the sensory symphony of your perfect journey?
And if you're intrigued by this whole concept of experience-driven tourism, and you want to explore it further, we encourage you to check out Chasing Clouds by Le Luxure.
Great book.
They offer some really unique insights and travel inspiration that might just spark your next adventure.
Well, there you have it, folks.
That's it.
We've explored this fascinating world of experience-driven tourism, delved into Luxure's intriguing concept of smelling the clouds, and we even dreamed up our own ideal sensory journeys.
It's been fun.
We hope this deep dive has inspired you to think differently about how you experience the world.
Absolutely.
And to embrace the power of your senses to create truly unforgettable travel memories.
It's all out there.
Until next time, keep exploring.